Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. AT&T and Verizon announced they would not comply with a request from the FAA and Department of Transportation to postpone deploying new 5G service near airports. The carriers did say they might be willing to pause deployments near certain airports for 6 months on the condition that the FAA and the aviation industry are committed to doing the same without escalating their grievances, unfounded as they are, in other venues. Airlines argue that 5G signals use frequencies that are close to altitude sensing radar altimeters, with the carrier saying power levels and the gap in frequencies are adequate to prevent interference. When 2022 rolled around, Microsoft Exchange servers were hit with a date check failure, resulting in messages getting stuck in transport queues. Microsoft issued mitigations for the bug, which require either a manual fix or for admins to apply an automated script. Depending on the number of emails in the transport queue, Microsoft warned it may take some time to send out all backlogged emails. With the sudden demand for local chip manufacturing facilities due to the ongoing semiconductor shortage, chip makers could face a growing labor shortage in the niche fields needed to operate these new facilities. The talent management company Eightfold AI estimates that in the U.S. alone, 70,000 to 90,000 new workers will be needed by 2025 to meet labor needs at new fabs. If the U.S. aims to be independent of foreign chip supplies, this would require an estimated 300,000 more workers on top of that. Video games in China must be licensed by the National Press and Publication Administration to go on sale in the country, but the agency has not published a list of new approved titles since July 2021. According to the state-run newspaper Securities Daily, 14,000 video game studios and gaming-related firms have been deregistered with state regulators, indicating they went out of business during this current freeze. In a New Year's letter, Square Enix president Yosuke Matsuda said the company will ramp up our efforts to develop a business around blockchain games and may potentially issue its own tokens in the future. He also said he saw 2021 as Metaverse Year 1, but also as NFTs Year 1, although said there appears to be overheated trading with speculative overtones. IDC estimates that sales of Oculus Quest devices in 2021 will be between 5.3 million and 6.8 million units, up from 3.5 million in 2020. For comparison, analysts estimate Sony sold 5.5 million PlayStation VR headsets from fiscal 2019 to 2021. Kohler announced the availability of its Perfect Fill smart bath tech, which includes a drain kit and digital valve to draw and then drain a bath at a desired temperature and depth. Perfect Fill starts at $2,700 and needs to be professionally installed. Kohler's previously announced H2Y smart water meter will also launch this year, starting at $400, and can monitor for leaks and warn about frozen pipes. Samsung's 2022 Neo QLED TVs will offer 4K and 8K resolution with 144Hz inputs and 14-bit backlighting for more accuracy. Its 2022 micro-LED lineup will now be bezel-free, with a 10% wider color range and available in a smaller 89-inch set. No word on pricing or availability. 2022 Samsung TVs will also include a new gaming hub, with select TVs getting support for Google Stadia and NVIDIA GeForce Now game streaming apps. The hub will also support HDMI-connected consoles with pass-through support for controllers. The company also plans to release a TV screen-based NFT explorer and marketplace aggregator this year, supporting browsing, purchasing, and displaying NFT art on 2022 TVs. Samsung also announced an update for its solar-powered Eco Remote, adding the ability for the remote to convert radio waves from a home router into energy. The 2022 Eco Remote also now comes in black and white, and can be charged over USB-C if needed. Alienware announced the Concept Nix, a household server concept that would let multiple people stream PC games from it simultaneously, including two games played split-screen on the same display. The company expects it could offer lower latency, greater bandwidth, and more responsiveness than cloud game streaming services. No word on specs or a timetable for bringing the concept to market. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple plans to refresh the MacBook Air in 2022 with a new M2 chip. Gurman expects this to be marginally faster than the M1 with up to a 10-core GPU. He also reports that Apple may complete its transition to Apple Silicon chips across its lineup by WWDC in June at the earliest. And finally, a new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple will release AirPods Pro 2 in Q4 with a new form factor and support for the Apple lossless codec. The note also claims the charging case will emit a sound to help you find it if it's lost. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.